How's your connection with Tom been developing? It seems like you guys are pretty well on the same page. It looks like there are routes where you could maybe do a couple different things, and it looks like you guys are seeing the same thing out there.
It's been getting better day by day. It was rocky this offseason because I was a new guy here. I didn't know too much, and I didn't know what he wanted me to be. But, you know, the more reps I get with him and the more times he throw me the ball, and day by day we just continue to get better, and I think we're on a good path right now.
Is there pressure on you to make sure that continues to develop? He's had, you know, very publicly difficult times with some new receivers, whether they're rookies or free agents, getting them, you know, in sync with the offense.
I think it's pressure on everybody, on all 11 guys, man, to do your job right, because it's guys that's right behind you that just as hungry as you, and you don't want to be the guy out there making a mistake on this play and that play and end up getting subbed out.
Tom also said that it's nice to have a bigger receiver out there with he called the other receivers pigs. how have you been feeling about being out there and being a bigger bodied receiver, and what are some of the benefits for you being a bigger bodied receiver?
I've always been the bigger body receiver. You know, here in Carolina they had Smitty and Ted, and it was me. I was the bigger guy out there, so it's nothing new to me, and it's just always how it be. You know, I know those guys. They work with Tom the last couple of years. They got a lot of chemistry with his guy, and then he trusts those guys. So I know that them guys are going to get the ball, but I know in the red zone, you kind of need that bigger body, and I'm hoping I can be that guy.
And they've also been talking about the new rules emphasis and about the pass interference and defensive legal contact. But have you been noticing anything in terms of the differences for receivers out there, or is it mostly on the defensive backs?
I think it's mostly on the defensive end, but for as receivers goes, like pushing off, it's no-go this year. it's a no-go, man. As soon as they see the arms extended, they're calling everything. We had a meeting with those guys, what's today, Wednesday, I think Monday, and they said as soon as they see both our arms extended, it's a flag. So they've been calling a lot of it out here, but it's been mostly on the defensive guys.
What are some of the biggest differences between the Patriots offense and the Carolina offense last year?
It's hard to say right now because we're not putting in everything right now, you know. But it's hard to say. But both offense, you know, we're in attack mode. We're not the ones to sit back and let the defense dictate anything we're gonna do. We're in attack mode. We're gonna go out there and put the pressure on you.